It's time to meet the Renfrew Wolves, sponsored by BEI. This week, we start a stretch of interviews featuring the new blood for the Renfrew Wolves. These are all players who have been recently acquired by the team. And we'll start with Nick Pulowski. Now, had things not changed as much for the Renfrew Wolves this offseason, I think we might have been speaking with each other a bit sooner. But let's start at the beginning. Take us through your journey through minor hockey and how you ended up in Renfrew.
Straight from when I was young, my dad was a big hockey fan. Unfortunately, his family couldn't really afford to put him through hockey, but he was so drawn to it, he'd watch it. He plays street hockey every day. And so right from when I was a baby, I'd be sitting there in a crib and he'd be having the hockey game on and I'd be sitting there watching the hockey game with him and then, you know, playing mini sticks with him and stuff. So as soon as I could, I got into hockey and, you know, my parents were both very supportive all the way through. And so I grew up in Oshawa, played there for most of my minor hockey and then ended up going to play in Ajax, Ajax Pickering Raiders. Was fortunate enough to make the team a year older than me. And so I was there until their minor midget year and then went down to my own team and then played a couple years U18 in Peterborough and then came out to Hawkesbury and ended up getting traded out here. So,
as I understand it, when you had your time to pick a team this year, you had your choice between Renfrew and Hawkesbury. So I'm curious what your decision was in choosing Hawkesbury first.
I was originally supposed to come here to Renfrew. I was supposed to come here. And then when Ryan Leonard, the old coach, ended up leaving and he went to Hawkesbury, and I just kind of stuck with him because that was the crew that did all the recruiting and stuff. And that was the decision I made at the time. I was excited to go out there. It was a little bit further from home for me, but, a couple hours. But unfortunately, I got injured in the preseason. We were down playing a crossover game and against the main Nordiques in the Knoll. And had an injury there. And ever since then, it kind of, you know, it was a messy situation. They're a good team going for a championship. And I think that they were looking for something different. And it was an interesting situation because I got traded. And then the next day, as a Renfrew Wolf, I played against the Hawkesbury Hawks in Hawkesbury.
That travel time must have been killer if you're heading back and forth.
No, I actually I stayed at my old billet house and then, I drove up behind the bus after the game and feel bad for the new billet family, but I had to meet them at 1:30 in the morning and they just showed me where my room was. And, you know, they're like, yeah, we'll give you the house tour tomorrow. Like, everybody was tired. It was a bit of a situation, but it was cool.
With all that hustle and bustle, have you had a chance to get out and enjoy what's here in Renfrew?
Yeah, I've been around. I've done some shopping and some stuff like that. We had a team Christmas party at Karis's Way, actually, and that was pretty cool. I like the community. It's a very friendly community, and I like how much of a hockey community it is. There's obviously a lot of history here with, you know, the NHL and the tape company here and all that, and they really show their support for the team, especially, you know, even though we're in a rebuild year this year, they're, you know, still coming out and supporting us, which we all appreciate. And, it's been great so far being here.
Well, now that you've had a chance to settle in, let's talk about you as a player. What kind of skills do you bring to the party?
So I'm a smaller guy. So obviously I don't, you know, get into a lot of the physicality side of things. Like I do what I can, but I find that I'm a good skater and I got to use my speed whenever I can. And so in saying that, I like to be a good first pass defenseman, get out and kind of jump up in the rush with the rest of the guys and hopefully make something happen. And on the same time, I like to think that I can be pretty responsible on the back end and, you know, shut down a lot of their chances. But overall, I think I'm just like, you know, I want to get up the ice quick and I like playing in the O zone a lot better than playing in the D zone. So,
you know, that kind of play style can be very tough for younger players, especially as they enter junior. From your point of view, how do you balance responsibilities on both ends of the ice?
Yeah, it's definitely been an adjustment coming to junior and trying to do that. The game's a lot faster, but, like I said, I got to use my speed. So, I like to jump up when I have the responsible opportunity. Like, you know, we like to outnumber the guys coming in on the rush. And then if the play turns around, I got to move my feet and get back on the back end. And if I do jump up and we make it a 4-on-2 or a 4-on-3, then, after the rush is done, then I got to get back to my spot.
And looking off the ice, I understand that you've taken up a new hobby. Tell us a bit more about that.
I recently just started trying to pick up the guitar. I'm not very good at it, but I'm trying. It takes some time. It's a little frustrating at times because I'm not one to have a lot of patience, but I try to pick up the guitar as much as I can, and yeah, that's kind of my escape right now.
So how are you faring with it so far?
It's tough. I mean, everywhere you go, like, I try to look up like free guitar lessons, like online stuff like that. And a lot of them, like, they'll advertise it as free, and then you go on there and it's like pay your membership. So, you know, that's unfortunate. But, you know, you try to learn through YouTube. It's tough because I don't even know where to start. And so I just pick it up and, you know, try to start strumming, try to, you know, learn a couple notes and switch. But it is a struggle. Like I said, I'm not very patient at times. And, you know, that's something I really try to work on. I feel like this is kind of helping me with that. Because, you know, it can be really frustrating when, you know, you're trying to play something and it doesn't sound the same, or, you know, it's a bit of a mental battle, but it's a good distraction from hockey, which is, you know, something that I'm really looking for. Like, you come out of the rink and, you know, maybe you had a frustrating practice or a frustrating game, and, you know, you just got to get some distraction, get some time away from it. And I think, you know, getting mad at something else is kind of a good way for me to do that.